A little over a month after the Sable Trail pipeline went online, Central Florida residents are reporting foul-smelling leaks. Despite the sulfur-like scent, the structure is not emitting natural gas, but neighbors and naturalists are still concerned about the impacts. I'm Kate Payne. Beginning July 16th, residents of Marion County in Central Florida began reporting what they believed were gas leaks. They said the foul-smelling odor was coming from the direction of the Sable Trail pipeline.
911, what's the address of your emergency?
Hi, I need to report a very strong gas smell on State Road 200 where the new gas line has been installed.
Okay, I'll get a call in for service and we'll get the fire crew out to take a look at that to investigate, make sure everything's okay.
Janet Barrow is a Marion County resident and has been following the construction of the pipeline for 4 years. The structure runs for 6 miles through the ranch she lives on. And while she hasn't smelled the leaks, friends of hers have.
I have friends that live in that area and downwind from it. And they have businesses on the river and such. And they're smelling it up to over 4 miles away. And this has been going on for over a month now.
Members of the Marion County Hazardous Materials Squad and a Sable Trail technician responded to the site.
Engine 31, Rescue 16, Engine 16, Squad 16, and Hazmat 16. All units respond, reference gas leak outside and Spruce Creek Preserve.
They determined there was no natural gas leak. The smell was instead coming from the pipeline's odorant tanks. Natural gas has virtually no smell, so utilities add the sulfur-smelling substance to alert residents of potential issues. The Sable Trail technician located the leak and capped it. According to the Marion County Incident Report, the technician said this was a new system, and they're still learning.
Hello? You know, is that what they're going to say when the pipeline itself leaks gas?
Janet Barrow says natural gas or not, the leaks don't inspire confidence in the project. Reports of more leaks came on August 5th. In response for comment, Sable Trail representative Andrea Grover said there is no danger to the public, and the company is working to resolve the issue and is coordinating with local first responders.
They have, you know, air monitors that they go in, and they're able to tell at what parts per million this, you know, odor is.
James Lucas represents the Marion County Fire Rescue. He says the department's hazardous materials team is specifically trained to respond to Sable Trail.
We have a diagram of the building. We know where the pumps are. We know where the pump panels are. We are able to go in and mitigate a hazard as soon as possible.
Marilee Malwitz-Gipson is with the Sierra Club of Florida, and she says there's still a disconnect with the public.
They don't know to call Sable Trail. Most of them don't even know that Sable Trail exists in their community still, which is amazing, but that's the reports I'm getting from the people that live in the community.
And she's already bracing for future issues.
It would be great if there could be some sort of public service explaining what it is and what an explosion looks like and what is an incineration zone and how far is that reaching. It shouldn't just be on the public to do their research.
But she's worried that if the leaks continue, first responders may start to brush off residents' concerns. But James Lucas says that will not be the case.
We are going to respond morning, noon, or night regardless. And I would like to ease the concerns of those constituents in the southwest part of Marion County that Marion County Fire Rescue is here to serve, you know, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Lucas says the agency is preparing for future leaks, and they're encouraging residents to reach out to their first responders. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.